Today's case in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin. We're going to finish up Emir Tzashem Nun Ches Omud Beis, and we're going to Emir Tzashem do most of Nun Tes as well. So let's get started. We have a lot to do. Emir Tzashem, we begin on the second line from the top of Nun Ches Omud Beis with the words V'kama Omko Shel Gai. Just to remind ourselves, yesterday we talked about how a person goes about extending the Tum of the city. We had the 70 and 2/3 Amma, and then the 2,000 Amma, and then we talked about how you go and measure that 2,000 Amma. That's where we were really having our discussion on the Omud Aleph. And the Gemara is now asking, how deep can that valley be in order for you to go and be able to use the various types of Havlov of swallowing up, or Makadrin, that we were talking about in yesterday's shiur, which we'll redefine again today for those that don't remember it. So the Gemara asks, is there a definition of the valley, the depth of the valley, how deep it is? That's the way Rashi understands it. The name of Mavlio Kishu Rochov Nun. If it's going to be less than 50 Amma wide, so then we said you can put the rope from one side to the other side. So there's this independent of the depth of the valley, or is it dependent upon the depth of the valley, and the halacha changes if the valley is beyond a certain depth? So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef gives us the answer, no, Alpayim. If the valley is not deeper than 2,000 Amma, which is the amount of distance that you're allowed to walk Tum, so then we can ignore it. But if it's more than 2,000 Amma, so then that would be, you'd have to walk down there, so therefore, in that situation, we have to take it into account, and then you can't use this havlah, this swallowing up of the space in between one side of the valley to the other side of the valley, as we discussed yesterday. That won't work if the depth of the valley is more than 2,000 Amma. Now, this is what Rav Yosef says. It's Talmud Abayi, says Esri Abayi, says Rebbe, Omok Kuf V'rochav Nun Mavliyo. We have a brisa that says, not like you, 2,000 Amma, but it said even if it's only 100 Amma, that's the maximum depth. Then, if it's 50 Amma or less wide, you can go over it. You can be Mavliya it. But if the depth of this valley is more than 100 Amma deep, so then you can't. V'imav, ain't Mavliyo. So this goes against what you just said, Rav Yosef. This is a brisa. You can't go against the brisa. So Gemara says, no, he also has a brisa. Rav Yosef also has a brisa. Who? Rav Yosef, the Omer Kacherim. He holds like the opinion of the Acherim that's found in the following brisa, the Tanya. Acherim say, Acherim omrim, afilu omok, alpayim. If the depth of the valley is up to 2,000 Amma, and as long as it's less than 50 Amma wide, the rochav nun, so then, mavliyo, you're allowed to go swallow it up. You're allowed to go and put a rope on one side, a rope on the other side, and ignore the fact that the valley goes down. So here, Rav Yosef holds like the Acherim. They say 2,000, and the opinion that Abayi brought down, so that is another opinion, two Tanoic opinions, the Machlokis. Is it 100 Amma or is it 2,000 Amma? And Rav Yosef holds like the opinion that it's 2,000 Amma, the opinion of the Acherim. Alternatively, another way to understand this is as follows. He could elaborate that Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Afilu Yosem Yapayim. He says, there is no depth. Even if it's more than 2,000 Amma, there is no limit. As long as you can go and Mavliya it, as long as you can go and take the rope on one side, it's less than 50 Amma to get the rope the other side, we don't care. It could be 5,000 Amma deep. It's irrelevant. You just bypass that whole thing, and that is the opinion of Rav Yosef. Now, according to this, he doesn't hold like either the Brisa that it says it's 100 or the Acherim that say it's 2,000. So that's what the Gemara now asks. Come on. Whose opinion does Rav Yosef hold like? The Tanakama, it's not like the opinion of the Tanakama that says it's 100, and it's not like the opinion even of the Acherim that limited it to 2,000. Loki Acherim. So who is Rav Yosef going like? He's an Amora. He needs Tanoic support. So the Gemara says, you misread that Brisa. Hossam, in the Brisa that said that you go down 100 Amma, that's talking about She'en Chut HaMishkolus Yored Kenegdo. That's when you don't have this plumb line that we talked about yesterday. If it's not a straight downward, very, very, very steep incline, so then you have these limitations of 100 or 2,000. But where Rav Yosef said that there is no limitation, Hocha B'chut HaMishkolus Yored Kenegdo, that's when it goes straight down. So when it goes straight down, you aren't going to be able to walk it down. It's too steep an incline, so then you just ignore the whole thing. As long as it's less than 50 Amma wide, you can ignore the whole thing, and you take the rope on one side, the rope on the other side, and it's mavliya the whole thing without any depth consideration. When it's such a steep incline, you ignore the depth. If it's less than such a steep incline, so then you have two opinions, 100 or 2,000. Gemara says, "V'chi ein chut hamishkolus yorid kenegdo." And if it doesn't go straight down, in other words, it's not such a steep incline. How do you define not such a steep incline? Ad kama. What's your definition of not such a steep incline? You don't have it go straight down. It's not a straight down plumb line. Nope, but it's a little bit of an incline or a lot of an incline. At what point do you differentiate and say this is too steep, or it's still able to be a makadrin, for example, or that you have to take it into consideration? So So, at kama, how much? So Amar Avimi, says dalit. He says it's for amos. Now we just have dalit. We don't know whether it doesn't say even arba or arba, but we'll see that Tosus has the gears over here dalit amos. So therefore we know that this is dalit amos. V'chein tani Rami Yecheskel dalit, and here Tosus has the gears again. At kama Amar Avimi at dalit amos, and Mestama over here. So we are dealing over here with actually dalit amos. So if it's not such a steep incline that it's at least when you drop the plumb line, it doesn't go straight down. It goes to a point where there's dalit amos. So then in that situation, you would follow the rules of either 100 or 2,000 and not ignore it totally. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Higiel ahar mavliyo v'chozel midos. So we said in the Mishnah that if a person went off to the left or to the right, he couldn't go straight through because it was more than 50 amma, so you'd bypass the valley by going to the left or to the right until you get to a point where the valley is now less than 50 amma. And then you bypass it over there, you do the mavli over there, and then you go back to the original point. Now, Omer Rabba, Rabba said, Lo Shana, we only said this, Ela Bahar HaMislakit Yud Mitoch Dalet. Here we're talking about not only a valley, we're talking about a mountain. We said the same thing applies to a mountain. With a valley, it's easier. But here you're talking about a mountain, it's much more difficult to go over the mountain. So how steep of an incline does the mountain have to be in order for us to say we just bypass it? You go find the place that the mountain isn't so high. So he says, you only do this, Ela Bahar HaMislakit Yud Tfachim Mitoch Dalet Amos. So it just says dalit and yud here, but we know this from previous, that the dalit over here is talking about amos, and that the yud is talking about tfachim. So if the steepness of the incline is on an angle that if you go 4 amos, you're going to rise up 10 tfachim, that's about a meter, so that's an incline. If it's more than that, if it's that amount or more than that, we can bypass it. We can go to a later, more distant point and just cross over it that way and be mavliya the mountain in this fashion. Avol bahar hamislakid yud mitoch hey. But if it's a less steep incline, that it takes you 5 amos to rise up 10. So then, modido medida yofa. Then you measure it over there. You go take your rope and you go up the incline and you don't even do makadrit. You just go straight up the incline because it's considered like a flat road from a halachic point of view. Such a slight incline that only rises up 10 tefachim over 5 amma is like a regular road. Every road is not perfectly flat. They go up a little bit, down a little bit. So therefore, you just measure this in a regular way. This is what's called modido medida yofa. Tosus points out that this is a little bit different than the language we use at the top of the Amud, modido medida yofa, but from a practical point of view, it means here that you're going and measuring regular. You don't do anything special when it's such a slight incline. That is the opinion of Rava. Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Nosson, disagrees. He's Masni Lekula. The way we understood Rava now, it was a Chumrah. If you had it going up 10 Tvachim within 4 Amos, then you could be Mavliyit. But if it goes up within 5 Amos, then it's a Chumrah. You have to go and measure it the regular way. And Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Nosson, says no. On my Rava, he understands Rava in the following way. Lo Shanu, he says, when Rava said that you have to go and measure the mountain, the raised area, on the depending on the incline, it's Ela Bahara Mislaket Asar Mitoch Chamish. He says, when are you allowed to go do Mavliya if it's more than 5 amos that it goes up an incline? That's when you do the Mavliya. But if it's such a steep incline, Avo Bahara Mislaket Asar Mitoch Dalet, but if it's such a steep incline that within 4 amos it already goes up 10 tvachim, in that situation, you estimate how wide it is, in your opinion. You don't have to measure it. It looks like it's about 20 amos, it looks like about 30 amos, and Holichlo, omdova holichlo. You estimate, you guesstimate how much it is to the best of your ability without actually measuring it, and you go weiter. And then after you reach the other side, so then you continue from where you were, and you keep on going. And you say, this looked like it was 20 amma, this looked like it was 30 amma, and that's all you have to do. So this second understanding of Rava is actually a more makel opinion. Now we quote the last part of the Mishnah, that as long as we said you can go to the left or the right, as long as you go, don't go more than 2,000 amma. If you go more than 2,000 amma, then you can't do this mavliya. Someone says, why not? My time, why not go further and then come back to your original place? Why does it's on a weekday that you're doing this. There's no Indian of Tum. So go 2,500 amma and measure it over there where you have the valley tapered to less than 50 amma apart. Measure it and then come back to your original spot. Why not do that? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana, because if people see this, they're going to think, Zeir Shem Yomru, Midas Tchumim Bo Lekan. If the people understand that that's where you measure from, they'll think that mistakenly, that, oh, you're allowed to go when you're measuring the Tchum, so wherever you measure the Tchum from, that's considered within the Tchum. So even though you're going more than 2,000 Amah to the left, so they're going to think you're allowed to do that, Kamash Mulan, don't go and do it. Therefore, you're only allowed to go up to a point that's 2,000 Amah. If you can't, then the other rules apply. And that's what we quote in the Mishnah. If there is no place within the 2,000 Amah that you can do the Mavliyah, so then you go through the Mekadrin. And that's what Rav Dostoy Bar Yanai said in the name of Rav Meir, that you do Mekadrin. So the Gemara says, the following Braisa agrees with our Mishnah. Tana Rabban, Ketzad Mekadrin. What exactly is this process called Mekadrin? Now we've spoken about this already several times, and this is the source of this. So you have the two people going up the incline, the Tachton, let's say you're going up a mountain, so the Tachton, the bottom person, holds the rope by his chest, and the upper person, Elyon, Keneged Margulosov, he puts it by his foot. So in this span of going up, we'll see, it's only 4 Amah rope that we're using, so the chest of the lower person will be roughly same horizontal plane as the feet of the upper person. And therefore, in this situation, you're measuring basically only the X component, the horizontal component, and you're not really measuring any of the Y component, the vertical component. What size rope are we doing in this situation to make sure that this is true? Amar Bayi, Nikitinon. We have the Kabbalah that you should use a rope over here, Ein Mekadrin Ela B'Chevel Shel Arba Amos, that you should bedavka use a rope that's only 4 Amma, because if you use a rope that's 20, 30 Amma, 10 Amma, so then you're going to include too much of the Y component. When you use a rope that's only 4 Amma, so then the chest of one person will be roughly at the foot of the other person when you're dealing with an incline of the levels that we're talking about. Finally, the Gemara says one more thing. In the Mishnah, we said, Zeh, that applies only in this situation of Tchumim, are you allowed to do this Mekadrin method. But now we have the word the Ketinon, which implies that this is our custom. However, this is a din in Daraisa, so it's not a custom, so that's why the word Niketinon is in parentheses. So the din that Amar Rabba Rav Huna is telling us is, Ein Mekadrin, you're not allowed to do for a din Daraisa. We said, according to most, Tchumim is a din Darabanan, and all of this is an Asmachta, and that's why we can be Makel, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. But when you're dealing with a din Daraisa, Ein Mekadrin Loba Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is when you find Nebuchadnezzar, a dead body, and you have to do the Egla Rufa process to see which city is the closest city. So you measure the cities. So if you come across inclines or mountains or valleys, you're not allowed to use the Mekadrin process. You just measure it directly straight, taking into account any vertical component as well, in deciding which is the closest city. That's a din Daraisa of Egla Rufa. Likewise, the Loba Ari Miklat. We know that the person, Nebuch, who kills somebody accidentally, has to stay inside an Ari Miklat. If he leaves the Ari Miklat, so the Goal Adam is allowed to kill him. So how do you define what are the dimensions of an Ari Miklat? So you need the Tchum of the Ari Miklat. So again, this is a Din Daraisa. So we measure this without using any of the Mekadrin, without using any of these other mechanisms. You just measure it straight. And therefore, when it comes to Egla Rufa or Ari Miklat, you're not allowed to use the Mekadrin method, Ein Mekadrin. And the reason is because Mipnei Shein Shaltor, because these are Dinim Daraisa, and you're not allowed to do this. As Rashi says, Hilchach lo misharinon, or we have a Girsa in the Bach that says, not misharinon, but it should be lo mishaninon. You're not allowed to do this, anything with this. Ela modedin horim vegeos kekarka chaloka. You go and measure the inclines up or down as if it was perfectly smooth land. Now we do the next Mishnah. Ein modedin, when you're talking about doing this measuring for Trum, only an expert's allowed to do this. Ela min ha-mumcha. That's the way Rashi understands this. Mumcha, Rashi tells us, is an expert. Baki mimedida, a professional surveyor, a person who is knowledgeable in how to do this measurement. Now, this is understanding of Rashi, that a mumcha means the baki, the expert. Tosis has a different understanding, a name of Rabbeinu Chananel, and he says that the word mumcha here means derech yeshara, in a straight line. Umuchuvenis, and perfectly due kinegrir, like due north or due south. That's how you have to measure it. It says the word mumcha doesn't mean expert. It comes from a lashon, umocha al kosef yam kineris. So it comes from this pasuk in Bamidbar, where it tells us that you have to, when they talk about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, so you go in that direction, straight in that direction. That's where the word mumcha comes from. So again, the Mishnah tells us that you have to measure this either with a mumcha or in a straight direction. What happens if you have two mumchas? They always used to have one person do it on the left side and one person do it on the right side of the city, and then they would make the line between the two measurements. What happened? The two measurements didn't agree. So riba l'mokom echad u'miyit l'mokom acher. So let's say the person's starting out on the northwest side, so he measures out his 2,000 amas. The expert surveyor on the on the northeast side, he measures out the 2,000 amas, and when they make a straight line between them, they realize it's not a perfectly parallel line to the city. It's off a little bit. One of them is a little bit longer than the other one. So what do you do in this situation? Ribo lamakum echad mi'at lamakum acher. So in this situation, shomim lamakum shiribo. We take the larger one, we're allowed to be lenient here, and take the longer one, and that's perfectly fine. And the Mishnah will say, it doesn't mean that we ignore the other one. Obviously, it's incorporating the other one as well. The Gemara will say that. Now, it then seems to repeat itself. Ribo li'echod, umiyit li'echod. If one of them went and went longer, and one went stronger, shomim l'meruba. We go take the longer one. Now, this seems to be an exact repetition of what we just said. And the Gemara will explain, no, it's coming to be mechadish, a different din. We'll get to it in the Gemara in a moment. Then it says that when you have it measured and marked off, so afilu eved vafilu shivcha nemanim lomar adkan tchum Shabbos. So then, even people that normally would not be allowed to give testimony are accepted over here to say that this is the point where the tchum ended. Either this is where people used to walk, or I understand that the expert measured it up to here, because shelo amru chacham mesadavra, the whole concept of tchumim was set up as a derabanan lahachmir, not lahachmir, shelo amru lahachmir, elu lahakil. It wasn't set up to make things especially difficult for people, but when they set up the din, they said we're going to use coolers that we wouldn't otherwise use elsewhere. That was part of the original din. So therefore, even people that are not allowed to normally give testimony would be allowed to give testimony over here. Tosis is a whole discussion about this. Elsewhere it says that there needs to be a gadol that can't testify along with them. I am in the Tosus. The Tosus is found on Nuntes Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel, Afilu Evid. And you see on the side it says this really belongs on the Mishnah, on Nunches Amud Beis. Now we go to the Gemara. The Gemara starts off and says, we turn to Nuntes Amud Aleph, Limkom Shiriba in Limkom Shmiat Lo. When you said that we go to the longer distance, that implies that we don't go to the shorter distance. So obviously the Gemara says that's not true. When you have, Rashi points out, Halo Yesh B'chlal Mosai Mon. If you say a person has 200, so he certainly also has 100. So that's exactly over here. If you have the distance to the longer one, so you certainly have the distance to the shorter one. So obviously that's not what the Mishnah meant to imply. Elo Eimo Af L'Mokum Shriba. You even get the extension, not that you only get the longer one. The longer one includes the shorter one, so it means that you're allowed to go and take the more makel, longer distance of the tchum. Then we quote the Mishnah, which said, Ribo le'echod mi'it li'echod v'chule, and then it repeated it. So Gemara says, Hasu lomali, hainu hach. You seem to be saying the same thing twice in a row. You follow the longer one, and then you say, we follow the longer one. What's the chiddush? So Gemara says, no, hachi kama, there is a big chiddush over here. Let's say, Ribo echod mi'it echod, in a situation where you have one expert saying it's over here, which is a longer, and the other expert saying it's shorter. So we said, Shomim l'zeshriba, we're allowed to follow the longer one. Now, what exactly are we talking about? Amar Abaye, Ubuvad, Shalo, Yarbe, Yoser, Mimida, Soir, Balachsona. When we're dealing here with a longer and shorter one, we're not assuming that somebody just was careless and didn't do it well. They're experts, so we're assuming they did their job well. So how come they're off? So what Abaye is saying here is that one of them measured not on a due north line, but he measured it on an angle, on what's called the alachstone, on the hypotenuse of a straight line that went up, and then went on a right angle to that, to the point where the diagonal would go. And you can see this in the diagram in Art Scroll in the footnote number 5. You can see as well this in the Pirush Chai on page 123 in diagram number 95 and in diagram number 96. You can see as well similar ideas in diagram number 97. So therefore, the second person who had the shorter measurement has a perfectly accurate measurement, but in the wrong direction. And that's what it means, that you're allowed to assume the straighter one, the longer one, he followed the due north approach, and the other one was somewhat off at an angle on the hypotenuse, and that's why you can disregard the shorter measurement. Now, the Mishnah said, Shelo amru chacham esadav l'hakmi l'hakil. So our Mishnah had that we're allowed to take the longer measurement, not the shorter one, because we're going to be lenient in this situation. But the Gemara says, Vatanya, we have a brisa that says the other way around. Lo amru chacham esadav l'hakil l'hakmi. Says, no, the whole idea of tchumim was set up as a chumrah, not as a kula. So that seems to go against our Mishnah. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, no, they're both no lokashi, really. There's no contradiction here. When it said at the brisa, lo l'hakil adivri Torah, el l'hakmir adivri Torah, when it says it didn't come to be more lenient than the Dvar Torah, el to be more machmir than the Dvar Torah, that's what it means. Utrum the Rabbanan. The second Bryce is telling us that min haTorah, you can walk as far as you want. There is no Ister in Trum. And the rabbi set up a Chumrah here, but within that Chumrah, they allowed certain kulos to take place as well. Now, we go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us a new din regarding what types of cities are allowed to have shituf mavoyos. Now, we're leaving the topic of tchumim for a moment and going to this definition of what type of a city, we had this previously on Daf Lamed Vav, what type of a city is allowed to go and make a Shita of Mavoyos, have an Erev essentially around the entire city, or did you have to exclude part of the city? And we'll remind ourselves of this as we do the Mishnah. Again, this is Chazara, we had this on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. So it says, Ir Shel Yochid, if you have a private city, the simple way to understand this, according to Rashi, is that it's Shalohu Nichnosim Botomit Samach Ribo, Shobnei Adam. It's not that it's personally owned by one person, but it's a small city, and it doesn't reach the status of being a Rishus Arabim. Lo Chashiva Rishus Arabim, the Lo Dami Ladigli Midbar. Rashi's understanding of this private city is not ownership private, it's small, and that you don't meet the definition of 600,000 like they had in the Midbar of Klai Yisrael that terms it a Rishus Harabim. Many others say, no, it's talking about ownership. It's like a personal, privately owned city. And therefore, there is no mistaking it for Rishus HaRabim. The whole concern over here, if you are allowed to make an error around the whole city, is that people aren't going to realize that this isn't the Rishus HaRabim. And they'll think that you're allowed to mistakenly go and carry in a Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, that's why if it's privately owned, or as Rashi says, if it's not thought of as a Rishus HaRabim, potentially even, so then you don't have to be concerned. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. If it's a Yochid, Irshul Yochid, the Nasir Shul Rabim. But then, when it's an Irshul Yochid, of course you can enclose the entire city and carry within the entire city. But what happens if it was sold? Let's say, according to the opinions that say that it was privately owned and now it's publicly owned. Or, according to Rashi, they added on either a market, so now there are a lot of people there, more than 600,000, or they added on dwellers, and there's now more than 600,000. So it started off as an Irshul Yochid, but now it's a Nasir Shul Rabim. So the din is, Ma'arvin is Kula. You're still allowed to go and make one Erev for all the people there. We're not concerned in this situation that it's going to lead to a takkola. However, if it started off being shel rabim, v'nasa shel yochid, certainly if it stays as a rabim, so then you're not allowed to go and enclose the entire area and carry within the entire area because it looks too much like a rishus harabim, and even though it's enclosed, it could lead to a problem. But if it's a rishus harabim, either from ownership, a city of a rabim, either from ownership or because of the number of people that went there, and then it got smaller or it was transferred over ownership to an individual, the Nasir Shel Yochid, in this situation, you still ain't ma'arvin eskula. You're not allowed to have one area for all the people, one sheet of mavoyos for all the people in this city, unless elam kein osa chutz lo ir ki'ir chadasha shebihuda. Unless you exclude a certain size of this city, like the small city of Chadasha, which was a city in Yehuda. Chadasha is the name of the city. And in this situation, you're allowed to exclude that area and go and make the rest of the city into a sheet of mavoyos. And this definition of Ir Chadasha, Sheyesh Bo Chamishim D'Yorin, it has 50 people living within this area. That is the size that you have to exclude. That's the opinion Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Gimu Chatzero Shalah Shal Shnei Batim. He says a much smaller amount. You just need to have three Chatzeros, each of which has two houses in it. And if you have this size of an area, exclude it. That is adequate. The Gemara starts off and says, Hechidami Ir Shal Yochid V'Nasir Shel Rabim. Give me an example that you're talking about a city that started off as a Yochid, either like Rashi, it was small, or like the others that say that it is a private ownership that now becomes either a public ownership, Nasir Shel Rabim, or a lot of people now travel in it, more than 600,000 people. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is the example, Kagon, the Iskarta, that's the Girsa that we have on the side, it says Diskarta. In any event, it means the same thing. It means a certain town, the Reish Galusa, that the Reish Galusa lived in. And the reason for this is because people are constantly going to the Reish Galusa, as Rashi points out, Mishum, the Shchichei Rabim, because there are going to be a lot of people in that area constantly going and asking the Reish Galusa questions. And therefore, because of all this interaction between the people, they won't make a mistake. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, my timer, because you're telling me, Ilema Mishum, the Shlichi Gabri Hamana, because people always go into Reish Galusa because they need things taken care of, even on Shabbos Yantar, the Reish Galusa can intercede for them and do certain things to them, and therefore, by being in the presence of so many people in the Reish Galusa, they're not going to make a mistake and carry there. So therefore, even though it's now a public, it can still be viewed as an Irshul Yochid and have an Erev around the whole thing. So Matkari Adadi, they'll remind each other this then. So Kul Yisrael Nami. So then what difference does it make if the Reish Galusa is there? Any big town, the people getting together on Shabbos morning to go to shul. Bitzakva the Shabbosa, Shchichai Gabi Adadi. There's also going to be a large gathering, and the rabbi can announce. The people will say, hey, just remind everybody the Erev is up this week, right? You put out an announcement, the Erev is up. They'll know that if they don't make that the Erev is not up. So why is there something special about the that you mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda, that it has to be the scout of the Reish Galusa? It should be any large place. So Gemara says, you're right. Elohim, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Kigon, the scout, talking about a city, such as the city that was owned by the Natzui, by this person known as Natzui. Rashi says, this is the shame of an Ish. So this person, he had his private city. He then sold it, or he allowed more people to go and move into it, and therefore it still retains the rules of a private city, because it's known as the city of Natzui. So therefore, it isn't a concern. Tanur Rabban, we read on the following Braisa. Yershal Yachid, the Braisa says, if you have a private city, the Nasish Rabbim, like our Mishnah, and became a public city, either like Rashi or the other Rishonim. So then, Urshus HaRabim Overes Besochan. Now here we had a new factor, and you have a public city, a big Urshus HaRabim, going through this originally private city that's now a public city. So are you allowed to be Ma'ariv this Urshus HaRabim? Ketzem Ma'arin Osa. And as the Gemara will say, this will go only according to the opinion of Yehuda, who we had previously as well in the Gemara. So it says, yes, you can. This Braisa says you can. Osa Lechi Mikan, the Lechi Mikan. What you do is, you go through this city that's running through this town. You can see a diagram of this in the bottom left in the Tosos, where you can see this Rishus HaRabim running through. You have the city to the left, city to the right, and it's running right through the city. You can see this as well in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 101 on page 125. And it's adequate to enclose this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see, with either a lechi on each end, or a korah mikan, or korah mikan, or with the korah that we talked about earlier in the Masechta, the board on the top, or on each side. Or you can have theoretically a lechi on one side, a korah on the other side. Any combination is fine. According to this braisa, that would enclose it. However, it says, ve'eim varinos alechatzoy. But when you do enclose it, you're enclosing the entire city. But what you can't do is enclose half the city and say that half the city can carry with its own shituf, and the other half will have its own shituf. That you can't do. Ella o kula, either you have to do the entire city, or each individual neighborhood can make its own shituf mavayos for that individual neighborhood. More will explain why this is so. Now, this was for a city that started off as an Irsha Yochid, but not as a rabbin. However, Haisa Sharabim, it started off as a rabbin, Bahre he Sharabim, and certainly if it remains as a rabbin, the Ein Lo Ela Pesach Echad, and it only has one entranceway. So the highway comes into town, but it ends at the other end in a cul-de-sac. It ends in a dead end at the other end. So then, even in this situation, Ma'arvin is Kula, then you're allowed to go be Ma'arv of the entire city under one without having to leave out a space like the size of the Ir Chadasha, or like we brought down in the Mishnah, the opinion of three chatzeros with two batim in each chatzer. Now, what's going on in this brisa? So Gemara starts off and says, "Man tana de ma'arva rishus rabim." Who is the author of this brisa that says that if you have a public thoroughfare that goes through and through, it's a rishus rabim mafulush, that you can close it off with just a lechi or korah at one end and a lechi or korah at the other end? So Amar Rav Huna, Rabbi Yeshua, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. We had many times already in the Masechta. You can see in the Masechta Shas, he brings down, we had it on Daf Vav, on Daf Yud Beis, Daf Chav Beis, and we'll have it again on Daf Tzadi Hei. So this in other places in Shas as well. This is the well-known sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Yasser al-Kain, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, in addition to the din that he just told us, which we don't have in our Gemara here, and we didn't have it in any other places as well, but the Mefarshim will bring down that it's talking about, if you remember, we had a person has a house on one side of the Rishus HaRabim, he has a house on the other side of Rishus HaRabim, and then he has an overhead connection. He has a bridge going above that connects his house on the left side of the road with his house on the right side of the road. So this is viewed as you're allowed to now carry in the entire area underneath this bridge because of the principle of Pitikra Yorid Visosem. So it's as if it's halachically all enclosed. Now, that's the first statement that Rabbi Yehuda made that we don't have over here. Then it says, Yetzer al-Kain, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. In addition to that statement, Rabbi Yehuda also said the following. Mishiyesh lo shnei batim. If you just have the house on the left of Rishus HaRabim, the house on the right of Rishus HaRabim, Mishnei tzidei Rishus HaRabim on the two sides, so then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's adequate, even if you don't have a bridge going above it, Osa lechi mikan, v'lechi mikan, o korah mikan, v'korah mikan. All you have to do is have at the top end of this Rishus HaRabim either a lechi or korah, and at the bottom end of this Rishus HaRabim either a lechi or a korah. And you can see this in the diagram in footnote number 4 in the art scroll. Or you can see this in the Pirush Chai back on Daf Vav and Daf Yud Beis in the Pirush Chai. In any event, so in this situation, Rabbi Yehuda permits you to just put up a lechi or korah at each end. And in between the lechi and the korahs on the upper end and the lower end, with the two houses on the left and to the right, so then you can carry to your heart's content in between. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, on Rulo. The Chachamim disagree. No, you have to enclose it in a much better way. It's not adequate in this Rishus HaRabim of foolish to enclose it with just a lechi or korah at one end, lechi or korah at the other end. You have to do something much more substantive. Now, Amamara, we go back and discuss this. So, the Eim Arvin Osol Chatzoyn, we just brought down in the Braisa that you're not allowed to go and do half the city in this situation. You either do the whole city or you do it mavoi by mavoi, but you can't do half of the city. So Rav Papa says, "Amar Rav Papa lo amru ela le'arka." This is only true that you're not allowed to do this is if you're trying to divide it up to the left and to the right of this highway that's running through. And you can see diagrams of this in the art scroll in footnote number 7. Now they forgot to draw in the Erev, the fence, or the mechitza, and there should be a line going from the left to the right through the words Rishus HaRabim. And you can see this, in fact, if you want to look at this in the Pirush Chai on page 125, diagram number 102. So they left out in the diagram of the art scroll that I have, maybe they corrected it in subsequent editions, so there should be a line running through in footnote number 7, and the diagram attached to it, a line running through that's representing the fence, or the mechitza, in between the upper part of the Rishus HaRabim and the lower part of the Rishus HaRabim. That's called having the mechitza along the length. Lo amar ela le'arka. You're not allowed to do this in that situation. The Gemara will explain why in a moment. Avol le'rochva ma'arvin. But if you see the diagram in footnote number 8, or you see this in the diagram in the Pirush Chai on page 125, number 103, so then that is allowed to do it and separate it in that way. So the mechitza makes it into a left and a right, and each side has half of the Rishus HaRabim in it, and the other side has the other half of the Rishus HaRabim in it, and the Gemara will now explain why Rav Papa says that this is acceptable. So Gemara says, Kiman, Rav Papa's explanation that it's not good if it's along the length, you have an upper and lower part, that's no good, as opposed to you have a left and a right, that is good. This is going in accord with whose opinion? Kiman, this is below Rabbi Akiva, not like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Now what is this talking about? Rabbi Akiva is talking about a Gemara that we have elsewhere, that we previously learned as well, albeit we'll have it later on Daf Ayin Hey Omid Aleph, and it's going to talk there about if you have a house with inside a house, a room with inside a room. So the inner room has no access to go outside except going through the outer area. And from the outer area, then you go out into the street. So in this situation, Rabbi Akiva says that the people in the inside, if they made their own Erev, they are going to ruin it for the people on the outside, even though the people on the outside made their own Erev, because the people on the inside have access to go through the outside. You can't stop them from going through there, and therefore the people on the inside ruin it for the people on the outside. Because the Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, it can't be like Rabbi Akiva, because if he's saying it's like Rabbi Akiva, he already taught us, Ha'amar, Regel Hamuteres Munkoma, they're allowed to carry on the inside because they made their own Erev, and the outer people don't have access to the inside one, Oseris. Now we have the Girsa Afilu, the word Afilu, it says on the side, in the Defus Vincia is lesser. They don't have the word afilu. And Rashi is also not gross the word afilu, and it's wrong. So therefore, we'll delete the word afilu. So regal muteris mimkoma, oseris shalobim koma. So the people on the inside, who are allowed to carry on the inside because they made an Erev on the inside, they ruin it for the people on the outside. If they had done an Erev with them, then we wouldn't ruin it. But since they have access there, so it's like any time you have somebody in an area who has access there, doesn't participate in the Erev, he ruins it for everybody else. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the people on the inside would ruin it for the people on the outer room. And in this situation, so the people, according to Rav Papa, would ruin it on one side because the other side also has access to the Rishus HaRabim, even though there's some sort of a fence there, there's some sort of a barrier there, but it's not a barrier in terms of rights to usage. So the people on the left side should ruin it for the people on the right side. People on the right side should ruin it for the people on the left side. So since that's not true, according to Rav Papa, he obviously holds like the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Akiva and not like Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says, no, not necessarily so. Afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva. This could even go according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Akiva hasan. In the case of the inner house and the outer house, you know why Rabbi Akiva said it? Ela b'shtei chatzera zulef nemizu. That's only talking about we have the inner and the outer one. The pnimis les le pischach rina. How else are the people on the inside supposed to get out? So they obviously have to go through. Aval hacha, in this situation, no. Hani nafki b'hai pischa, v'hani nafki b'hai pischa. Here, when we had the left and the right, so the people on the left will go out on the left exit, and the people on the right will go out on the right exit. So lav dafka, the people on the left have no alternative. Since the people on the left can go out on the left, so then we can say that they're excluding themselves from the Rishus HaRabim on the right. And likewise, the people on the right, they're excluding themselves from the Rishus HaRabim on the left because they have their own exit on the right. So therefore, even Rabbi Akiva could agree over here. V'hani nafki b'hai pischa, v'hani nafki b'hai pischa, and that's why this case would be different. So lav dafka that we're saying it couldn't be Rabbi Akiva. Alternatively, we learn it the exact opposite way. Ika diamre, you learn it the following way. Amar Rav Papa, lo tema li'arkahu de lo ma'arvin. That don't say that along the length that they can't be ma'arvin. Avo l'rochva ma'arvin. But like Rav Papa said in the first place, according to the width, they could be ma'arvin. No, not the length and not the width. El afilu l'rochva nami lo ma'arvin. You can't be ma'arvin either way. It's no good. Now, this seems to go like, come on, Rabbi Akiva. This exactly is according to Rabbi Akiva. That regel amuteris ba is oseris ba. So that goes exactly like Rabbi Akiva. Now, we don't want to let this be like only a Das Yochel, Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says, Afilut Rabbanan. It could even go like the opinion of the Rabbanan. We don't have to lock it into only being Rabbi Akiva. Because in the case of the inner house and the outer house, Ad Kan Lo Kami Rabbanan Hotzem, there the rabbi said that the inner people don't ruin it for the outer people. Because you know why? Because you can tell the inner people, no, you stay in your place, you made your own Erev, you want to stay inside your place, fine. And we'll stay in our place, and fine. And even though, Tosus points out, even though they have the right to get out, you can't say they can't get out, but they don't have the rights to use it. By limiting themselves to not making an Erev with the outer house, and making only an Erev within the house, they're basically saying, we won't use the outer area. We can go through it, but that doesn't ruin it. And that's why the Chachamim say in that situation, they don't ruin it. But in our case over here, how can you tell the people on the left side that they can't use the Rishus HaRabim on the right side? And how can people on the right side be told they can't use Rishus HaRabim on the left side? It's Rishus HaRabim. So you can't restrict them. And therefore, in this situation, it's a different answer. And therefore, this could even be according to the Chachamim, and we don't have to lock this Bryce in just according to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara continues again and quotes the Bryce. So, Mamar, we said, O Kula, O Mavui, Mavui Bifneatsu. We said either they can make it all one Mavui, one Shita from Vayas together, or each Mavui alone can do it separately. So Gemara says, how come? We don't allow a half, but why should each individual Mavui then be allowed to do it individually? How's that any different than a half? In regards to the half, we said it's no good. So Maishno, Dilachatsoyin, Dilo, we said it's no good. The Asri Adodi, because all the people are going to go and Asri for themselves. The ones on the left side, for example, ruin it for the right. Ones on the right, ruin it for the left. So how come each individual Mavi doesn't ruin it as well? Mavi, Mavi, Nami, Asri Adodi, they should each ruin it for each other. How come we don't have the same reasoning there? So Gemara says, no, we're dealing here with something different. Hachamai Skin, you know what we're talking about here? Kigon de Ovud Daka. Now, what is a daka? So there are many different interpretations for what a daka is. Rashi says it means pesach nomuch, a small opening, berosh kol mavui, at the head of each mavui. There's different opinions as to what it means at the head. It means at the front, or some say it means in the back. And there are actually a number of additional interpretations that you can find in the Pirush Chai. And you can find this on page 126 in the Pirush Chai. And you can start looking at this in diagram number 106, where you can see that it's actually talking about a daka on the side, la dafka in the back, and that's like a small opening. And then you have other opinions. You can see this in diagram number 197 from Tosfos, 107 from Tosfos, that says that it's a low platform, mechitza gavoa dalet tvachim, kigon itzdaba bifnei amavui. And then you can see that there are additional thoughts about this that you can see in the top of page 127. He tells you to look at the different siurim on Perek Tes, Siur 12, and as well, Perek Hay, Siur 128 and 129. Bottom line is, this daka makes the difference of each mavui different, because there are other alternate ways or some sort of a recognition over here that makes this different than just having half on one side and half on the other side. And this, V'chicha, the Amar, Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rechista, this is in accord with what Rav Idi Bar Avin said in the name of Rechista, Echad Mibnei Mavui, Sha'asa Daka Lepisco. If somebody in the Mavui made this Daka, again, like Rashi seems to say, it's a small little opening, or any of the other definitions of Daka, Eino also Abnei Mavui. So he's basically excluding himself, and therefore he wouldn't ruin it for everybody else. So too, each Mavui, by doing this Daka, is saying that they don't want to be with the rest of the town, and therefore they're not going to ruin it for the rest of the town. This is a good break point over here at the two dots. We didn't finish all the way to the bottom, but Mitzvah Shem will pick up the rest of Nun Tes Amid Beis in tomorrow's shir, along with Daf Samach. Have a good day.